Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Chris Hansen, who's helping to organize the Haunted Walk, a fundraiser for the Washington High School Band that's being held at the Kiwash Trail. It opens this week. This is part one of a two-part interview. The Washington Music Boosters are working on another fundraiser for the high school marching band. Can you let us know what's going on?
We are going to be doing our second annual Haunted Walk out at the Kiwash Trail, Hayes Timber and Centennial Park this year. It was such a big success last year that it was pretty much guaranteed that we were going to do it again this year. We raised a lot of money to help send the kids to Disney for their band trip, and so we're going to do it again this year and see if we can't beat the money that we made last year. So,
are the kids pretty excited?
Very excited. We've had over 60 kids volunteer to help this year. Last year, one of the challenges was we threw it together kind of quickly, and so the number of kids that we had that step forward, we didn't have quite as much enthusiasm, but I think after the success of last year and how fun it was, a lot of kids have heard that it was a great time, and you know, it just helps them reduce the cost of going on the trip. So yeah, we've had a lot of interest in it.
And with this increased enthusiasm, is it going to be a scarier environment?
Well, it's going to be, there's going to be some pretty darn scary spots on the trail. You know, this is not necessarily a trail for kids probably under 10 years old. And definitely anybody under 13 probably needs to be with a parent. There are some probably disturbing scenes in the trail and scares. So we've talked about should we make it a little less scary for younger kids. I think if we do that, we don't attract the same amount of people as far as adults go, and teenagers, they like to see the scary stuff. So that's what we're planning for. And the trail is going to be this year probably about a mile and a half long walk. It's an easy walk. It's not a difficult walk. It's pretty flat, free of debris and that kind of stuff. So it's just kind of a fun, spooky, scary, good time.
And without telling us too much, because we don't want to give everything away, can you highlight some of the creatures people may see on the walk?
Well, I could just tell you, if dolls freak you out, this is going to be a good one. We're going to have some of our returning stars from last year. You know, despite all the scare, you know, stuff on the internet about scary clowns, whether there are going to be scary clowns on our trail. So just be prepared. We have a number of really good, fun scenarios that we've come up with. A lot of living dead. So there'll be maybe even a madman on a motorcycle you might encounter, something along those lines. So fun stuff.
And if you went on the trail last year, it's not the same thing this time.
No, we're actually going to do it a little different. We're gonna walk it backward this year, so people don't know exactly where the scares are coming. And so we've cut a little bit of the trail out. Last year we had a couple of sections where there was quite a bit of walking and not very much going on, and so we've shortened that portion of it just to try to make it just a little bit easier walk than it was last year. But you should have about the same amount of scares that occur during the course of the trail. So
that's been today's Washington Page with Chris Hansen, who's helping organize the Haunted Walk, a fundraiser for the Washington High School Band to go to Disney World. It opens this weekend. This is part one of a two-part interview. Listen to tomorrow's Washington Page to hear the rest of the interview with Chris Hansen. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.